All right, 521 at WFMD and WFMD.com on National Smile Day. So if you see anything or feel anything that gets you down, just pause and smile. It's going to be okay. The clock strikes 522, and we have news and commentary right here on WFMD. All right, the biggest story in the country may be the debt ceiling, although we're going to unpack a few serious stories, including troubling teen violence across the country. But the House is preparing for a potential vote on a key debt ceiling bill Wednesday. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is here to unpack this for us.
Clearing the Rules Committee was no small feat. It only passed by a single vote. And now onto the House floor tonight, where 435 lawmakers will be voting. It needs 218 to pass. Speaker McCarthy is very confident it will. Just a single Democrat and 30 Republicans say they are against the bill. The loudest voices coming from the Freedom Caucus, Nancy Mace as well, as we just heard. Carefully at the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre says the president has been busy on the telephone.
The president has been engaging with members of Congress throughout this process.
Congressional Budget Office says the bill will cut $1.5 trillion in spending over the next decade.
All right, many Republicans say the U.S. has more than $31 trillion in debt. WFMD time is 5:23. Meanwhile, I mentioned the teen violence across the United States. Horrific footage shows a mob of about 40 teenagers jumping three Marines on a California beach before unleashing a savage beatdown on Memorial Day weekend after they were called out for being unruly. The horrific video showing the moment a group of self-identified U.S. Marines were savagely beaten by as many as 40 teens after the service members confronted them about their behavior. The victim said they were simply walking along the beach in San Clemente, California, when they were attacked by a mob at about 10 p.m. Friday night, the start of Memorial Day weekend. Frightening video posted online shows two victims curled up in the fetal position on the ground as the crowd continues to kick them. And the New York Post this morning is reporting that nine teenagers have been arrested in connection to that beating. I believe I want authorities to start charging teens as adults because they are committing adult crimes. Meanwhile, we have an 11-year-old boy. An 11-year-old boy has been charged with armed robbery and assault in Northwest D.C. The boy is from D.C., was arrested on Saturday, and they're saying that last Sunday, on May 21st, police said the boy demanded a victim's property in the 700 block of Lamont Street at around 2:45 p.m. When the victim refused, he brandished a gun. The boy took the victim's property and left. At around the same time of the day on Wednesday, May 24th, police say the boy assaulted a person while armed in the 700 block of Irving Street. Police said the boy and another suspect rode up on the victim's bicycles. The person pushed one of the suspects and ran. A suspect then pointed a gun at the victim. The same week, police said the boy robbed another person in the 400 block of Luray Place at around 6:45 p.m. while on a bike. The suspect demanded the victim's property. He reached into a fanny pack and he pulled a gun. The victim handed over the property and ran away. The victim rode away on the scene on a bike. It is unbelievable. In fact, I went back and forth with a former newscaster here at WFMD who told me that teen violence was actually down. It is not down. That is an absurd and false statement, and we'll continue to follow this very troubling trend for you right here on the Morning News Express, 525 at WFMD. Maryland motorists are going to have to dig a little deeper in their wallet if they want to pay for gas starting July 1st. The state rate of gas tax will increase by 47 cents per gallon, an increase of more than 10% compared to the current rate. Over the past 2 years, the rate has increased by 30% due to inflation and surging fuel prices. Owners of diesel-powered vehicles will experience a similar increase, with the state gas tax increasing from nearly 43.5 cents per gallon to almost 48 cents a gallon starting on July 1st. Over the last 2 years, the state tax on diesel has increased by more than 29%. WFMD time is 5:26. Let's get you one more story. And what should that story be? Let's talk about a walkout. Workers at one of America's richest companies are making their frustrations well known. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has more.
After nearly 27,000 layoffs since November and frustration over a return-to-office mandate, Amazon workers are scheduled for a walkout today. The move will take place at the Seattle headquarters and comes a week after the company's annual shareholder meeting. Over 20,000 workers signed a petition against the return-to-work policy, with some employees also complaining that the company needs to do more to address climate change. Amazon says there has been good energy since the 3 days at the office policy started, and that, quote, "we respect our employees' right to express their opinions." Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
527 at WFMD and WFMD.com.
930 WFMD, business update.
And it's 549 at WFMD, and we are pleased to welcome back to the show after some much-deserved time off, Chris Murray, the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick and the host of Your Financial Editor. You could hear that show Saturdays. Chris, welcome back to the show. Good to have you back. Markets were mixed and quiet on Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning, Ryan. They were. We saw the Dow was down 50 points flat on the day. The S&P 500 barely moved the needle down just less than a half of a point. And the NASDAQ was up just 41 points, about a third of a percent there for the NASDAQ.
All right, Chris, let's talk about one of the biggest stories in the country right now, the debt ceiling. What is the latest on this?
Yeah, so the latest is this is called the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023. They always come up with fancy names. There's supposed to be a vote today on the House floor, from what I understand. There's a lot of fiscal conservatives that are very upset about this, that McCarthy failed, and whoever was negotiating on Biden's behalf did a better job. So we'll have to see. It looks like if this happens, they're only going to claw back about $20 billion of the IRS money that they wanted to spend. Of course, that was $80 billion. They're going to raise some of the work requirements for non-parents of children, to a little bit of a higher age. Just some things that, again, really don't seem like there's much meat on the bone when you look at this bill as far as fiscal conservatives, because it continues to add to the debt over the years. And we know if you go to that debt clock that the three of us talked about for a while, it's pretty scary to watch that.
Yeah, certainly. It's demoralizing to watch it, Chris, because you just watch your life savings tick away and you know that your kids and your kids' kids' kids and your kids' 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 kids will be adversely affected. So when it comes to winners and losers, I think the real loser is the American taxpayer. It always is in cases like this where they raise anything.
Yeah, you're right. And, we've talked for the last 2.5 years about these just totally foolish spending plans that have been rammed through, the latest, of course, last Christmas, that should have never taken place, and was supported by some Republicans. That's why, it really was successful. So, and that was before the new Congress was sworn in, of course. So it is the American taxpayer, and you mentioned, the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and just the health and well-being of the country going forward is the big loser.
Yeah, when the Democrats talk about the government, woe is me, woe is me. The American taxpayer funds the government. The government doesn't have any money. The Democrats treat the government like an ATM machine, and they've been doing it. I guess both sides have been doing it for such a long time. But again, they're talking about concessions and things they're going to lose. They're not looking at that debt clock, Chris. They could care less if we're broke, as long as their backdoor deals are funded, their bank accounts for continuous money laundering operations to Ukraine. That's all they're concerned about, their interests, not ours.
Well, again, all these spending bills the last 2.5 years, if you look at them, obviously don't pay any attention to the name, like the Inflation Reduction Act was a joke. Then you see all that wasteful spending. So you can actually see it versus listening to what you're being told by the politicians that are voting for it.
All right, Chris, let's talk about some good stuff, because when Target and Bud Light and now Kohl's decided to target kids and put the LGBTQ trans crap on shelves in stores, people didn't take too kindly. It started with Bud Light, then it goes to Target, then it goes to Kohl's. But if you're looking at Bud Light, I mean, this is weeks and weeks ago. Their sales are free falling right now. They're losing lots of money.
Yeah, they are. You're right. I mean, Bud Light sales are down nearly 30% compared to last year. So it's week after week that we're seeing this type of a drop. And now we're seeing it's also some of their other products, including the really popular beer Michelob Ultra. Those sales were down 6.8%. So this continues to be a very serious problem for the parent company, Anheuser-Busch InBev, when it comes to Bud Light.
All right, Chris, we'll talk about a Wall Street darling going to prison next hour. But right now, what are you watching on this hump day Wednesday?
We have mortgage apps, oil inventory data, the Beige Book, four Fed speeches, and some some jobs or employment information coming out before the big number on Friday.
All right, Chris Murray, great to have you back. Thanks, and we'll catch up next hour when the morning mayor checks in. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Chris Murray checking in at 5:54 here at WFMD.